The Home Run with Lee Dixon and Monday afternoons. It's Home Run Health Matters with Colin Wood from 4 Life Pharmacy in Ulverston. A very good afternoon to you.
And same to you, Lee.
Last week we spoke about antibiotics and how they help with infections, and we touched briefly on the new antiviral medicines are being used to treat COVID infections. Now, apparently this has sparked a few questions during the week.
Well, yeah, I guess the availability of these antivirals was changed a few weeks ago and more people are having them prescribed to reduce the impact of COVID infections. Now, there are two in particular, one called Lagevrio and another one called Paxlovid, and they're now available to more people when the changes to the PBS occurred on July 11th. We've actually been asked quite a few questions about them lately, so I thought, given that we touched on antibiotics last week, we perhaps should go a little bit more and focus on these two.
Yeah, absolutely. So we spoke about how these antivirals are specific form of antibiotic that can break down the protein layer that surrounds the cells of the coronavirus. Now, without getting too technical, can you expand a bit further on how that helps people infected with COVID-19?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm glad you were paying attention last week too, Lee. That was really good. Well done. but yeah, I guess in short, they stop the replication of the coronavirus so that it can't continue to grow. And they both do it in slightly different ways, but stopping the replication reduces the intensity of the symptoms that you get from a COVID infection. And that reduces the chance of serious illness, meaning that less people will need to be hospitalised and, you know, possibly even die. So that's a good thing.
Now, they're not recommended for everybody, though, who gets COVID. So what are the rules around how they can be prescribed?
Yeah, so they're available for people with a prescription who've been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the previous 5 days, and then if they also fit a couple of other profiles that make them vulnerable to serious illness. So that includes people over the age of 70, people over the age of 50 who have two other risk factors on their list, such as a chronic illness or other health challenges, people identifying as Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islanders who are over the age of 30 who also have some risk factors, and then people who are over the age of 18 who have an immunocompromised immune system in some way, so either moderately or severely. So basically your GP or a doctor or a nurse practitioner from the hospital or the COVID at home program, they'll assess your risk profile and see where you fit into that and advise you on whether these antiviral medications are suitable for you.
Right, so all of the earlier treatments for COVID were injections that needed to be given in hospitals, but these are capsules that you swallow, aren't they? Now, yeah. Are there any special conditions for how they should be taken?
Well, yeah, I guess Lagevrio is a single medication, so you take that a couple of times a day. Paxlovid is actually a combination of two different drugs, so one actually stops the virus from replicating, but the other one sort of protects it from being metabolised too quickly, so it sort of works like a bit of a shield to allow the first one to work properly. Lagevrio is regarded as a bit safer. It has very few drug interactions and only a couple of minor side effects, but it's less effective than the Paxlovid, which is up to 90% effective against some COVID symptoms. But the problem with the Paxlovid is that it can react with a large number of medications. So people who are taking other medications, some even over-the-counter products, may not be able to take the stronger one. So I mentioned that they have to be taken twice a day. The Lagevrio actually has to have 4 capsules at once, twice a day, 12 hours apart, for 5 full days. The other one needs to be taken twice a day, but you have 2 of one capsule and 1 of another. So it's a little bit complicated. It's important that the dosage is correct when you take them. So make sure you pay attention to the label on the box and your pharmacist if you speak to them about it.
Now, we did mention and we've heard in the news that the antivirals are pretty exy, but are they subsidised by the pharmaceutical benefits scheme at all?
Yeah, they are actually. The cost of the government is about $1,000 per person for a 5-day course. So, but luckily, we live in a country with one of the best pharmaceutical benefit schemes in the world, so most people only pay around $7. For some people who have reached their safety net, they're actually free, but the worst case scenario is they'll cost you $42.50 if you aren't covered by any sort of concession. So pretty good value, I would say.
Yeah. Now, if somebody tests positive for COVID and they want to access these particular treatments, how do they go about it?
Well, once you've tested positive, you should speak to your usual GP. They'll probably ask you to confirm the diagnosis through either a PCR test or a verified RAT test will do it as well. And if they can, they'll prescribe the antivirals for you. If you can't get to your GP, another option is to register for the COVID at-home program when you advise public health that you've tested positive, and then they can also set the wheels in motion to prescribe them if you're suitable and if you're in one of those profile groups that I mentioned before. Once you have the prescription or the prescription's been written for you, it can be filled just at any local pharmacy. Pretty much all pharmacies will have stock of the new antivirals, and they'll probably be able to deliver them to you because you're likely to be in isolation. So if you can't get someone to go and get them for you from the pharmacy, then the pharmacy will most likely deliver them to you.
Right.
And so we should remember that, you know, the best form of treatment is actually prevention. So we should still be taking precautions of socially distancing and wearing masks in shops and things, sanitising and things, just so that we can reduce our exposure and not get COVID in the first place.
Good advice, Colin Wood from Full Life Pharmacy. Home Run Health Matters. We'll do this again in a week.
Great, thanks, Lee.
And if you have any questions, make sure you ask your pharmacist. This is The Home Run.